Hey guys, it's Nyaneko. Would you like to introduce yourself again?
No.
Why? Because everyone
I
should
did it
know you
last
already.
time.
You did.
Yeah, they know who it is.
Fine. So we're doing questions 101 to 199, I suppose.
Sure.
You're just okay with everything, aren't you?
Listen, there's an epidemic in this country that I'm not okay with.
Okay. Would you care to elaborate for those who aren't aware?
Is that stuff with the lettuce still going on?
What?
Is that stuff with the lettuce still going on? They were recalling, like, tons of lettuce, like, a month ago.
Like with a romaine lettuce and stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose it's taken care of.
Unacceptable.
What would be acceptable to you, sir?
Romaine lettuce that doesn't have salmonella or
Salmonella?
Salmonella or
Salmonella?
Ebola.
I assume it's fine, but I mean, like, do you eat romaine lettuce on a regular basis?
Oh no, never.
So then why the fuss?
The principle of it.
True. First question. 84. Go ahead.
What's your best story of you or someone else trying to be sneaky and failing miserably?
I don't think I have.
I think.
I can see you being a ninja. Almost.
Saying me being a ninja?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I've made it my life's goal to just be as seen and heard as little as possible.
Yeah.
I think I mean, I used to stay up really late playing video games when I was a teenager, especially during the summer. So maybe it's that typical thing of I wake up at like 2 p.m. And go to bed at like 8 a.m. So there's lots of like late night, like 2 a.m. food runs to the kitchen.
Right.
So just that in general, I think.
But did you fail?
Well, I'm sure I woke people up. Because my sister would like sleep in the couch next to the kitchen.
Oh, I see.
And stuff like that, so.
Because the question is failing miserably at being sneaky.
The thing is, like, my being sneaky has never had, like, high stakes. So it's hard to say, like, failed miserably.
That's
you know?
True.
It's not like I ever tried to, like, climb out of my bedroom window to go smoke reefer with the boys. And got caught or anything like that.
Did you have a friend that did that?
No.
Oh. Okay. I honestly can't think of a time when I was being sneaky. I think it was, along the same lines of, like, trying not to wake someone up.
Mm-hmm.
And then dropping someone something, probably.
Yeah.
Next question. 42.
What happens in your country regularly that people in most countries would find strange or bizarre?
I'll take Canada, you take the States.
Okay. Let's see where to start.
I know, exactly.
I'm gonna go a little bit late night on this one, and say circumcision. Because that is a thing.
Is that, that's not exclusive to the States, is it?
From my understanding, it's like mostly a States thing.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't think people in Europe do it at all. I think in a lot of places in Europe, it's illegal to do it.
We're talking about male circumcision, right?
Yeah, everywhere female circumcision is outlawed.
Right, no. But, okay. Okay, well, what about, like, in biblical times? And if we're talking about having that carry over, geographically, it would be, like, the Mediterranean, which eventually would be, like, Britain and that area. I'd imagine it would be also an option over there.
It might be an option, but I don't think it's the norm.
Huh.
Like, I think definitely in the States, it's uncommon to be uncircumcised.
Do you have a preference, or...
Like, I've not had the opportunity to try both.
Ha, so very funny. But do you think it's, like... Because for me, it's not a huge deal, and I don't know if that's because I'm not American.
What do you mean, do I have a preference?
No. I mean, like, do you have an opinion of like, if it should be the norm or not?
Oh. I mean, from, like, a bodily autonomy thing, I don't think we should do anything to babies that's, like, no. Permanent.
Yeah. Okay. So the question again was, what happens in your country regularly that people in most countries would find strange or bizarre? Mm-hmm. The only thing I can think of is actually not like a Canadian thing. It's more of like where I grew up type of thing, mm-hmm. Where we would shoot fireworks for Halloween.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, down here.
Because it would be the 4th of July, right?
Well, people shoot fireworks for anything.
Oh.
But it's definitely not like a common thing.
Yeah. Okay. 62.
What do you think could be done to improve the media?
By media, do we mean like the traditional news type thing, or do we mean YouTube and Twitch and the more mainstream ones? Because if we're talking about like the older news and newspapers and all that stuff, I think everything.
Yeah, I'm sure this question is directed toward like print and radio and stuff. I think for me personally, I think there's a lot of I don't want to sound too conspiracist and saying like shadow money, but like I think like most of the networks are like controlled by like one parent firm or something.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And so there's lots of money flowing into those organizations.
Mm-hmm.
That's obviously being selective about what news they show and don't show.
Yeah.
And I think that ideally would be easier to know about.
Right. Yeah, what's bad is, like, companies are now getting caught up in that, too. Mm-hmm. But I will not get too political. 58. If you had to disappear and start a whole new life, what would you want your new life to look like?
Is this like old timey, like going out for cigarettes, or is this like reincarnation?
I hadn't thought of that. Assuming that this is still within your lifetime.
Yeah. I have a hard time with this question because I'm very risk averse. And if there's anything I would categorize as a risk, it's disappearing and starting an entirely new life.
But if you had to.
As much as I love technology, I feel like I'd like to be like a hermit, but like a high-tech hermit.
Yeah.
Like if I could bring one of those like Wi-Fi sticks.
Or just run fiber optics to wherever you live, all the way through the woods. That would be so expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. We've talked about that too. Just like buying a plot of land eventually if we have the money, and plunking down a cabin and just doing that. Probably when we retire or whatever, but yeah.
I like the idea of more of nature more than I actually like nature, though. It's the only problem.
But I mean, like, I grew up in the city, so being in the middle of the woods is intimidating for me.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Now, joining us right now, we are adding 100 to these numbers.
Yes. Because we did the first 100 the first time. So, number 133, what's the opposite of a koala?
I feel like the koala is synonymous with cute and charming and cuddly.
Mm-hmm.
And all around adorable. So I'm in trees. So I'm gonna go with like one of those like demonic deep sea creatures.
Yes, I was gonna say a sea creature.
Yeah. Like something big and like scaly and has like teeth for nipples. That sort of thing.
Have you seen the blobfish?
I think I have. Yeah, it's like like snot green and
yeah,
like, got like teeth coming out of it all over. Yeah.
Yep. All right.
Yep.
98. 198. Bingo. What company do you despise? That's an odd question.
I don't want to jump the shark here too much, but I kind of despise your company.
I'm sorry?
I kind of despise your company.
And why is that?
It just felt like it's a sick burn. Honestly.
Then why are you here?
Because if I'm not here, I can't make as many sick burns.
So you're putting up with me?
Yeah.
So mean.
So you gonna answer the question?
Well, it seems only fair to say your company then.
Okay.
60.
What was one of the most interesting concerts you've been to? So I've only been to like, I think like been. 4 or 5 like actual like rock concerts.
Okay, that's more than me.
Really?
Who did I see? Which rock concert did you go to?
When I was in 8th grade, I went to see AC/DC. When I was in 10th grade, I think I saw Motorhead and Rush, and They Might Be Giants. And then I think a couple of years later, I saw Bob Dylan. Which was by far the worst concert.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was an awful concert.
Why?
It was open air, which wasn't bad. And it was slightly drizzly, which I didn't mind. But he just had, like, no charisma. He was just kind of there performing the new songs.
Right.
Which, let's be honest, nobody wants to hear Bob Dylan's new songs. And, yeah, it just kind of just sucked. I think the most interesting concert, is when I was a kid, like 6 or 7, I was all about, and my parents took me to, this concert in, like the nearest big city, where it was like a traveling group, but they had like an orchestra with them, and they would do like the whole like costume changes. Based on like the Beatles like time period, like Sgt. Pepper and all that.
Nice.
And they all played like 3 instruments and the orchestra, and it was that was probably just the coolest. Yeah.
I haven't been to that many, like maybe only 1 or 2. In high school, and they were like Christian bands.
Nice.
I think it might have been Switchfoot. But yeah, it was okay. People were not really my thing, just crowds in general.
Yeah, that's, I was talking to my boss the other day about that, because he goes to some concerts, but he's becoming less and less of a concert person. As his bands become more mainstream.
Oh, interesting.
And so do the crowds. I just like look around at people like, just like some guy with like his arm around his girlfriend. And I'm just like, come on, dude. Who gave you permission to like have a good time and enjoy yourself right now?
So salty.
Yeah, I gotta like step around in like sticky beer puddles and like smell some dude smoking a joint.
Yeah.
It's just awful.
Uh, 58.
Didn't we do that one?
Yeah. What should we do every time we get a duplicate? I joked in my podcast that I should take a shot, but I don't have anything at the moment.
I don't drink, but that would be a great idea for you, because I think you'd be a riot drunk.
It would be so bad. I get really tired when I'm drunk.
Oh, really? I actually have an interesting math question for you. Sidebar that's related to it.
I suck at math, but go ahead.
Okay. So let's say you were in a crowd of people.
Okay.
Or a room full of people or whatever, family reunion, whatever. And what we're interested is in having any of the two people sharing a common birthday. So like as if like each one of you were to like write your birthday like on a chalkboard.
What the likelihood?
Having the same date show up twice or the same day of the year. How many people do you think you need in that crowd?
Oh.
Such that the percentage, so that it's more likely that you will have a shared birthday than not. If that makes sense.
That makes sense, but I can't give you an answer.
You have to guess.
How many people?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're talking probability.
We are.
I don't know.
You have to guess.
But why?
So you can look stupid when I tell you the correct answer. Literally any number, just guess a number.
30. I don't know.
That's actually not too far off. It's 23.
Okay. Is there an explanation with that or no?
There's like a math explanation, but like nobody wants to hear that.
Okay. So is that what's going to happen every time we roll doubles?
We're going to celebrate a birthday, yeah.
Fine. 26.
If you could know the truth behind every conspiracy, but you would instantly die if you hinted that you knew the truth, would you want to know?
Probably not, because I suck at lying.
I feel like this question is like only if you, I mean, it says that you have to hint that you know.
If you hinted.
Yeah, so.
I feel like I would slip up.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I don't think I'd want to know just because it's probably just some messed up stuff. And I don't want that knowledge.
Hmm. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite conspiracy theory?
I don't even know where to start, nor do I want to put in the effort to research.
Okay, well, let me tell you that Avril Lavigne was suicided by the music industry and replaced with a body double whose real name is Amanda. That's a real conspiracy theory. I'm not even joking.
Okay. I'm sure it is.
You can look it up. Type in Avril Lavigne.
I don't even like your music.
Listeners, see, that's the thing, though, because after she was suicided by the Canadian music industry, her music became poppier and brighter, and, like, she doesn't like girlfriends and stuff. I think that was before. Listeners, don't be lame. Google Avril Lavigne conspiracy theory.
I mean, like, you could if you wanted to.
You are obligated to.
I'm not going to look it up. 82.
To what in your life has the best / worst luck?
I don't really think luck is an actual thing.
Okay. I would say apparently my uncle is like extraordinarily lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Like he has like a truck from like 1980 that still runs somehow. He was building a pool by himself several years ago. And he was building a pool house for it also, so like he could change in the pool house, not the house.
Mm-hmm.
And like he needed like a HVAC unit for it, just like a tiny thing. So he goes over to this like buddy's like HVAC store or whatever. He's like, hey man, I'm looking for like a cheapo sort of thing, and this guy has like this $2,000 unit that he's been trying to sell for like months and months, and like he's been going back and forth with people on it, and he's like, I don't even want to look at this piece of crap anymore, just take it, it's yours.
Wow.
So he got a free HVAC thing, and on the same project he was I think he was like trimming tree limbs.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been like over his pool or something. And he's like 30, 40 feet up and he falls out of the ladder, and square on his back, and he was just fine.
Hmm.
So.
Okay. I guess, I don't know. Like, when I first read the question, I thought of, like, who has been, like, the most fortunate and unfortunate in life. But mm-hmm. it's more of the effort that you put into life, I guess.
Listener, be the change you wish to see in the world.
Yeah. Next question. I'm sorry. I'm not like, apologies for not really answering questions. I just, I don't know.
You're just here to look pretty. Let's be honest.
But you can't see me.
I don't know why you're here then.
Then why are you here then?
Why are any of us
here? So rude. Sorry, that's my heater if you hear it.
I don't.
Okay. 76.
What inconsequential superpower would you like to have?
My default superpower that I've always wanted would be to fly.
Really? You seem like the invisibility.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty much invisible, so.
Oh, well. So why flight?
Just because as humans, you don't really think about moving through space in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If we were going with consequential superpower, I would go with waterbending. But inconsequential, honestly, I just want to make like food and beverages like hot and cold.
So temperature control?
Yeah, just because, like, when you have, like, the perfect temperature, moi, it just, like, hits the spot, you know?
That could go really far as well.
Into, example?
Like, like, energy production.
Mm.
That sort of thing.
Well, I'm selfish, so.
You'd be a human battery.
So.
Just saying. Girls would love you because you could keep them warm. Constant cuddles.
I did specify food and beverage, but you can eat people, so I think it counts. In several different ways.
Uh-huh. That made me jump, I'm sorry. You're so mean.